Hey guys, today we're talking about beating low to no productivity as a work-at-home mom and how to beat it with an intentional schedule. Sometimes it can be very hard to balance work time and family time with no planning or schedule in place. When you're in the messy middle, growing a business and raising kids, and everything feels like it's on your plate, tasks can kind of seem like they start running together and it's just completely chaotic. You might even feel at times like you just sit down to start working on something and the next thing you know, it's bedtime and it's like, where in the world did the time go? Do you ever feel that way? Me too. Usually, we start to feel this way when we don't know what to work on. We feel all over the place, so we just pick something and go with it. So if you're a go-with-the-flow or fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of mom, we need to bring some balance and structure into that daily routine with some intentional planning. Let's hang out. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. Are you suffering from task overwhelm with all the things mom and CEO? Friend, I feel ya, and there is a way to kick the overwhelm and create balance and structure on the daily. As a work-at-home mom with kids that do school online, I was finding it so hard to set aside time to help my kids when they needed the help with their schoolwork and also create content along with automating back-end tasks in my business and have time to do dishes and show up as a wife too. I was stressed to the max and thought if I don't find some balance in all of this chaos, I'm going to explode. And I really felt like I was going to have to give up my dream of running a business because, truthfully, I am not the best at balancing time between too many things. The number one thing you know when you have too much on your plate is when you start feeling tired all the time. You're grouchy and you just sit and stare at the screen because you don't know what the heck to work on first to actually make progress. Or, you know, dear Miss Procrastination decides to roll in for a visit. You guys, procrastination is a complete dream killer. If you are in a relationship with procrastination, it is time. You have got to break up, friend. So one day I sat down and I started thinking, how can I create a sustainable schedule for myself where I don't feel so stretched between everything and actually accomplish and cross off those to-dos? So I came up with 6 intentional things that have really helped me be more intentional with my time and schedule. So one is to decide on how many hours a day that you are going to dedicate to working. So first things first, how many hours do you have or want to dedicate to your business? You really have to sit down and ask yourself this. What time of day can you carve out maximum productivity? And this isn't just a do it just to get it done kind of productivity. And it's what time of day do you feel most productive to really focus and be intentional with your work? When it comes to creating content, for example, you're not only showing up for your business and yourself, but you're also showing up for your audience too. So setting aside the time when you are most productive to focus on the strategy behind the content creation is completely non-negotiable. Number two is, when are your work hours? So, when are you available? And I say this because if you're a business coach offering services who is meeting with potential clients, like you're taking booking calls, and you have to set aside time to do Zoom or phone calls even, you really need to know what your work hours are so your clients know when you're available. The work hours are also non-negotiable. Work hours are a boundary, and it also helps you to know what extra time you can fit into your schedule daily and weekly. The next thing you want to know is number three, what are your recurring tasks daily and weekly? There's always recurring tasks, and these tasks should be the highest priority when it comes to crossing off tasks. So, for example, of recurring tasks for my business, I create two pieces of content a week, and then I have to record and edit and create descriptions and titles for, and then I have to turn around and create posts and pins and schedule those where I want them to go. Usually, you want to show up where your content is getting the most engagement, and you want to make this part very simple. You don't want to overdo it because that's when the burnout starts kicking in. And I've said this before, but I feel like it bears repeating. You cannot show up everywhere. You have to choose at least one to two platforms and test them to see if you're going to get any leads or engagement. And over a period of time, if those two platforms aren't bringing you any engagement or growing your audience, switch it up. Next one is, what are new or upcoming future tasks that you need to work into your already created schedule? So maybe you're DIYing your website and you're still in the process of building and designing pages. So say you plan to build and design or redesign a services page, or you're planning on doing a live webinar, whatever you have planned. And you have to work on that upcoming task into your existing schedule that you created for yourself. There is no extending your work hours. You have to commit to the work hours that you created for yourself originally in the first step. You have to learn how to utilize the time that you have set for yourself. Planning things ahead of time to work into your schedule is the best way to do this because you know what you are expecting out of yourself and you won't feel so all over the place with upcoming tasks and projects. The next one is use an online task management system to stay organized. I love a physical planner and I love to be able to open it and look and physically see what I have to do for the day or week. But trust me when I tell you will get really tired of rewriting recurring tasks over and over again every week. You don't need anything pricey. Pick something cost-free just so you can copy and paste recurring tasks in your calendar. You would think that over time, redoing the same tasks, you wouldn't forget steps, but trust me, you will. It's just so much easier to cross off tasks and copy and paste it to the following week or month rather than write them every single day and week. Ways to make recurring tasks easier and faster. So I have found what helps me is creating templates wherever you can and repurposing them and resharing. The other one is batching tasks. So, depending on your content schedule, batching your tasks in the same day, I find it's a complete time saver. And I started doing this and it's completely freed up so much more of my time. Automate wherever you can. So if you use Pinterest, use a pin scheduler. If you use social media like Facebook, that's where my community is, and that's where I hang out at. So I use the Metasuite to schedule my posts. I schedule a week out because I repurpose my content, so I post as my content is published. And repurpose whenever and wherever you can. Growing your business doesn't have to be a time suck. It definitely shouldn't be something that you avoid showing up to do, because when it gets to that point, you're overworking yourself and your business won't grow when you're avoiding it. You obviously always want to prioritize tasks that are going to grow your business. And usually those recurring tasks should be first priority, because chances are that's what's going to move the needle in your business. Some days things won't work according to your schedule and you'll have to move things around and adjust. So just be aware and open to those days. And if you need clarity on business direction or eliminating some confusion and growing your business, you can grab a 20-minute unstuck session with me at bit.ly/unstuckwithkatie. I hope these tips help you create intention and add balance to your routine as it has mine. And that's it for today's episode, friend. Enjoy your Tuesday, and I will see you back here on Thursday. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.